Hi everyone, welcome to the timingresearch.com Analyze Your Trade, episode number 145 for January 5th, 2021. My name is David Kosmeter. I'm the creator of Timing Research, and today we will be talking about your trade ideas. So I put together a list from the symbols that were submitted today, and we are seeing ProTrader Mike's screen right now, and we're going to go through the list and look at as many of those as we can and see what else he has to say about the markets. And the option professor is also here to moderate, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to him.
Okay, sounds great. And another big day in the markets here after the first of the year. Big up, big down, back up. So we got a lot to talk about here. Mike, Yep. Mike, ProTrader, and also MojoTrading.com. A little background, Mike, on yourself so people become more acquainted with you before we get into the facts and figures.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Absolutely. I've been trading the markets for over 30 years now. I'm in the trenches every day, like yourself. I've been seeing the action. And lately, it's just been nonstop to the upside as we set new highs. And the up days are much bigger than most of the down days, except when we have that one big one, which we saw the other day. I have started the Mojo chat room in 2012. It's a group of 50 guys that I trade with, women as well. It's a mix of people from all around the world. The average trader's been with me for the tenure quite a long time. It's not a chat room of thousands of people. It's the same people every day. We look at the same kind of stocks, trading the same kind of systems, and it's a lot of eyeballs looking and moving pretty much on the same thing. And that's what I do every day. And I call out the picks. I'm very good at looking at the market, looking at the level two, seeing the signals on which way the market makers are wanting to move the particular stock that I'm looking at. And I've got a great feel on the day trading side and on the swing trading side for looking at overnight picks, which will probably be today's topic. I've been sending out a swing trade newsletter for 8 years now to my subscribers, several hundred in that service. And it's based on small cap stocks that are based on the system from William O'Neill called the Ken Slim system. Each one of the companies is based on seven characteristics of a winning company in the past. And a lot of these stocks I see on the list today, some of those have those attributes and characteristics. So I'll go over them. And let's start with the first one on the list, which is DocuSign, if you don't mind. D-O-C-U. DocuSign on the weekly right here. Let me shrink this down. Go to the daily. All right, here's the daily. So it made a move from July of 139, went all the way up to 290, and is now actually at 227 stopping station. One of my things I teach in my course on where a stock stops after it makes a high. So even if this was a day trading kind of stock and it was just during the day, how come I'm not go? Oh, here we go. Get to the end. So you're here right here at the end. This high right here was 290. So the even number was 200. As it went through 200 right here, it made a high right here of 250. So if this was a stock and you're buying it at $250 or $2.50, where would be your stop loss? I would risk 30 cents the max. Most people probably put 20 cents max. Where would you put it on this one? Same thing, 230, 20 points lower or 30 points lower to 220. I call it my stopping station. And you're just looking at it right here. It's in the stopping station at 220 because it was bought at 250 and people were wrong. Same thing right here. You bought right here. You were wrong. You got stopped out again on stopping station. You bought here again at the top. You were wrong. You got bought out and really sucked out on the bottom and went right back up. It does it every time. You bought here at 50. You were wrong. There's your stop. You bought here again at 50 and you were wrong. It's the same every time all across the board. So this is the channel that DocuSign is in right now. And until it breaks the top of the box, 250, or the bottom of the box, 220, it'll trade back and forth in that zone. That's exactly what that stock's going
to
do.
Okay, you want to go to the next one? Advanced Micro Devices, which obviously
Superstar.
Had a big year this year. Yeah.
Superstar. AMD. Here's what I see on AMD. AMD right here made its move all the way up. Here's your stop bottom right here. So if it breaks this and this, it's going to fill a lot of space all the way back down to the bottom right here. There's a lot of drop in this area. So it's right here now from the people that bought here. here are getting stopped out right here. If it fails right here, you're coming down to this line. So you're coming down to the next station. So if you're buying at 92 or 90 to 95, which it's in right now, or $9 or 950, where's your stop? Your stop is like 50 cents, 850. You're buying here at 96 and 90, your stop right here is like right in here. This is where it's going to probably come down to and bounce again. And if it doesn't hold, it's going to come down here. There's very, very limited upside on a stock like this. Very limited, because you have a top here and a top here. So your upside is from here to that top. Your downside is from there all the way down to here. So which arrows is longer? This one coming down or that little one going up? There's more reward on the downside.
It seems like the first two are part of a theme that the big winners of last year may not be able to keep the pace this year, huh?
Yes, agree 100%. I think the big ones that have the money, like Apple, is going to be buying companies to enhance themselves. You got to look for the companies that are going to fit in their portfolio and with what technology they're using now for the future, whether it be a new iPhone, what's the new glass company? What's the new microprocessor company that's going to be in bed with that kind of AMD or Apple or some bigger company?
Well, let's take a look at Apple. It's next one up, AAPO.
See if that's same thing right here. It's the same as really AMD. You have the big move from here in July, made its move up all the way to the top right up here, which is 135. So once it broke through 100, that's the magic number. Look how it blasted back here. It went from 100 all the way to 135. Here, it went from 107 to 135. So that's your box. Your box is 135 and 110. So it's got 20 points of movement back and forth before it breaks either the top of the box. And I think the opportunity there, very, very limited with the top here and the top here and with the way the markets are and the economy and everything around us. The upside, I would say, is probably 20%. The downside is probably 80%. So you want to go with the 80%, and it can fall from here all the way down to the bottom of the line. If it doesn't hold here, it could come all the way down under 100 and test 95. And it could happen quick. It did it here. From here all the way down, it did it right there. So it's done it in the past, and now it's just in this zone. And the traders and the market makers will have a field day with their inventory, buying the dips, selling the rips until it breaks one side of the box. Who knows how long that can take? Could be all year, could be 6 months, could be 2 months, but they got triangles on it. You could see them all up and down across the board. GBTC is Bitcoin related. It's in a world all of its own. It's in a world all of its own. I picked GBTC at $7.95 in the Swing Trade newsletter. I'm a big believer in Bitcoin. I was just talking on my Mojo show today how I bought it in August 1st of 2016 at $980 a coin. Bought 10 coins for $980. That's up several hundred thousand now with the coin at 33. Only have 10 coins, but it goes a long way. And I think Bitcoin's going to come down, stabilize, and now that Bitcoin has worked, all the other coins are going to follow. Not Ethereum, not the top five, but the 50 to 100. The Dash, the Dogecoin, the Stellar Lumens, the Steam, all those kind. And right now, you'll stabilize back down. I don't think it'll ever go to 27 and below ever again. You'll never see that below again, because if you're buying here at 39 and 40, so I'm buying here at $4 a share, my stop is 380. So at the most, it's going to come down to 37 range, in that range from where it is now right here. And if it fails that, it's going to come down from people buying at 37. I'll put a stop in at 33. That's them. And it'll bounce back and forth as all the other altcoins go up. Doge, Stellar Lumens, and the top 20, the coins number 25 to 100 in the list of top 500. Those are the ones that are going to work now the best, in my opinion. Tesla, overdone. I did a poll on Twitter. Tesla could be one of my best shorts in history of time right now. It's all Elon Musk. Who the hell is he? He's an ant. Who knows, okay? Here's what's going on with this. I did a poll. How many of your friends out of 10 own a Tesla? You know how many of mine? I do own two of them now. One of them just got one. Before it was one. Where are you going to charge it? What are you going to do? It's a pain in the damn ass. Yeah, it's nice. It's impressive. But But dude, until there's a charging station on every block, it ain't worth nothing. I think this thing comes way down. At $7 a share, I'm putting in a stop loss on a wild stock at $6.27. So it's going to come to 620 and stop here. If it fails there, it comes to the top of this, 500, and there's your test. And then it'll bounce in between where it was, 700 to 500, and that's your box. But I think this is one of the best shorts of all time right now at 733. Your risk, 5 points. If it goes near 740, get the hell out. Your reward, if it dumps 33 points, it goes to 700. Near, it'll reverse Heinz and go under to 677. 677 from 733 is 60 points of upside potential versus 5 points of risk. It's over a 10-to-1 risk reward on the downside. And that's what I got on my Tesla. What do you think of that one? That's a good options one for you, brother.
Yeah, that would be a good options one. But, a lot of bodies in the street trying to short that thing, huh?
It would be a good put right now for like 2 weeks out.
Yeah. What about CARR? Is that Carrier? No.
And this one looks like it's already started its descent. If it didn't, look at it. It's always done. This is like what the market's done a couple of times. I hate when this happens. It like makes its descent stable. And this was like the big day right here. So if this would have been red today and it would have came down here and started this descent into nowhere's land, it could really get ugly. You know what I'm saying? It could do that tomorrow. But I'm just saying, you'll get like a 2-bar drop like that or a couple of day like this and forget this thing will go right down into here into 33. So I'm buying it at $3.79. That's where it's at, $37.90. My stop loss on that is $3.51. So it's going to come down to $35. That's what I think it comes down to, and it bounces off of that before its next day.
Again, it looks like a distribution up there, huh?
Yeah, again, your upside right here is very, very, very limited. What do you have on the upside? You have a double top right here and a top right here and a top right here. So this is your risk, this. It's right here. So your risk is this little circle I'm making right here. That's your risk. And your reward, first stage is that. And then your next stage on a really big dump is down to 32 and below. And it stops right here. At 28 stopping station, right in that. So your reward is this big circle, mm-hmm. and your risk is this little circle.
This was a spinoff of United Technologies, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, every stock's a piece of crap, brother, yeah. Unless you're winning on it. Right. You know, every stock's a piece of crap. I hate all stocks. I just look to see and foresee the future and the pattern of what goes on from looking at millions and millions and millions of these and being in situations of overbought and oversold market conditions where the euphoria is out of control and crazy. And we're in one of those scenarios right now. I think the hedge has been not to short the market, but this last 6 months was the hedge was to buy the market. You know, that could be it. Who knows? All the analysts of the old days are wrong. Soros has been shorting the market since 19,000.
What about ACN? What's that looking like?
I like Aurora Cannabis better. ACB, weed. ACN, same thing as all the other. It's going to fill this little gap in here. It's what limited upside it has right here from 260. So this thing's a gold mine right here. You have no risk on the upside and you're all downside. So your risk right here, look at this one. It's so easy. Your risk is right here. That's your stop. Your reward is, again, look at this day right here. If today wasn't green, SOB, and this was red, it would have started to fill in the gap down here to nowhere's land. And it's going to try to stop right here at 251 probably, and then test the 245. So this is your reward, that circle. And your risk is this little tiny dot. It's a great one to do options on right there. Again, what's your risk? Very, very little. It's 258. Your risk is 2 points to 260. Your downside to 245 from 260 is 15 points. That's another good option, bro. I'm going to do
Let's jump off the grid here and talk about a couple of sectors that have been doing really good in the last 48 hours. Well, one is in gold. So why don't you look at something like GDX and see if you see something of big potential? Because, you know, it had it run up to 46. It came back down to the 30s. And GDX, is it giving you a situation where it looks good, right? Pretty good?
It looks crappy again.
Okay.
See this day? Now, if today they saved it
right,
because they didn't want a scenario like this.
Right.
and it should have been red, and we should be down here at 33. Right. May get it tomorrow. Here's your, if it cracks that right there, see how the line goes across?
Yep.
All support. If it cracks that, it's coming down to this 27 stopping station. So if you're buying it at 35, which is $3.59, where's my stop? My stop is 20, 30 cents lower at 330. And there it is.
But if this thing broke 338, it would be getting...
I would be out right here. My stop is right here at 37.
Yeah.
What do I have to marry it up to 38 for? I'll reprice it and take the loss at 37, see if it breaks 38 and try a reprice of a short breaking through the high.
Right. And what about
my risk is only one. My reward is a ride all the way down.
Right. What about the oils? CVX. Let's look at Chevron because oil got a good news today.
What is it?
CVX.
Yeah, this one looks better for the long size.
Yes.
This one looks good for the long. So this one right here is actually like a cup and a handle on the bigger scale. You can see it because the handle always goes down. Mm-hmm. So I like that. And let's see here. So here's your base. Very big base right here. Support all in here. All in here. Huge support in here. See that? Huge support. So your risk is this line. Your reward is a test of this and a breakout of this. And once it touches 90, there's a 90% chance it's going to go through 100. When it touches 92, there's a 92% chance. When it touches 96, it's a 96% chance. At 99, I'm all in. I'm all in. The algos will kick in and it will send it to 100, right to 104. There is no question about it. You could mark my words, mark this day right here in time. And when it's at 99, you'll say, damn, I remember Mojo said all in. I'm all, look at that. January 5th, all in. At 90, I'm adding to the position. At 95, I'm adding to the position. At 99, I'm adding to the position. I'm going to go through 100. I take an entry position right here. So it would be a four buy scenario through the top. It would be buy number one at 90, buy number two at 95, buy number three at 98.99. And right there's a position and it's going to go through. I love it.
How about Phillips PSX, another oil?
How about this SQQQ? All right. Look at that one. You see this stock? This is if the NASDAQ corrects from 12,800.
SQQQ.
Now, if I bought a stock at $12.80, where would my stop be? 12,000, 1250. I'd stop at 51. So that's where it's going. Its first stop is 12,500. After the people buy at 500 and fail, your next stop is 12,300 to 200. So it'll stop at 27, 12,277. And right now it's at 12,800. And if that happens and that drop goes down, this stock off the base bottom right here will shoot back up towards 20. And right now it's at 15.46. So I would risk 30 cents to 40 cents. Keep it above 15. My upside is $5.
49 million shares today traded.
Yeah, it's an ETF. It's the reverse of the NASDAQ. Yeah. The opposite of it is QQQ.
I'm not that familiar with it. Many might not be. Can you explain why it went from 162 all the way down to 14?
Yeah, it's the same reason why QQQ went from 260 to 315, because the NASDAQ market went higher. So let me show you. As the NASDAQ goes higher, so the NASDAQ right here was 12,000. The NASDAQ here is 12,800. So the NASDAQ moved up in this time frame 800 points, and the QQQ stock went up from 250 to 300. Once it went through 300, just like the 100 mark, it rips, and it went to 315. Today, if it wasn't a green day, it would have been beautiful because it should have been red, and this would have gone all the way down to test 300. Instead, they gave us a green day and they saved. The opposite of QQQ is SQQ. QQ. And this one, since the NASDAQ has gone from 12,000 to 12,800, here is 12,000. Here is 12,800. So this one has gone down because the NASDAQ has gone up so much. So when the NASDAQ reverses and goes back towards 12,000, this stock will go higher and higher and higher and higher.
I'm trying to resolve why a price would go from 162 down to 15, because on a percentage basis, the NASDAQ didn't go up any kind of percentage like that.
These are three times the leverage of the NASDAQ.
I got it.
So they move when you're right on the trade, you get three times the bang for your dollar.
So it really moves. If we went down to the lows of the NASDAQ during the crash of March, that this ostensibly could go up towards 160?
Yes. And this stock, like this one, TVIX, let me see if this is still on there. So look what TVIX did. The lows of March, it went from 106 on 6.5, and then on 6.12, it went to 233. See? So when the market corrected, it went from 106 to 233 in one day, it was up 137 to 207 points. It was up in one day, 80 points, because the market was down so much. And if the market corrects, this stock right now at 110 will go all the way back up. It could spike back up to 200. Mm. And this is what I like now, because the market is so high. Everyone's like, the party started on the fifth floor in your apartment, moved up to the penthouse and the clubhouse. Okay. Here's your apartment. Now we're on the roof. Okay. So everyone's on the market's going to tumble. And when that market tumbles, this stock's going to fly. And the market's going to go down again 2 days in a row. You can get a big, big move on a stock like that. And this is the hedge for the market. So if you're long a couple of stocks, you should always have a little bit of something like this, UVXY. Right here, if the market corrects, look what happened to UV. Right here in March, it went from 27 to 46.
So there's 49 million shares. A lot of it has to do with hedging other positions, huh?
Correct. Yeah. So this All is right. one that I've liked next, down there.
Yeah, the next one on the list is what, Hasbro? Is that HAS?
Yeah, this is one of my swing picks that I did for Christmas time. Right before Christmas, at the end of November, got in for it and for the holidays right here. Sure. Around $85. I put it in the Mojo Swing Trade newsletter for a Christmas galore, and it went all the way to 97 on 12.1.
Good.
Now it's at 93. It's going to go through 100.
It got saved today too a little bit, huh?
Yeah, because this right here is the Ken Slim.
Yeah.
The C part is current earnings per share. Last quarter and the quarter before that were pretty nice. Next quarter is going to be amazing due to the holiday shopping and the amount of toys that was bought over the holidays, which was record, that isn't in the revenues yet. So that's the next quarterly report. Right now, there's a 93% chance it's going to go through 100.
Yeah, because people have to buy toys to occupy their kids, right?
So the stop is right here. Your risk is I'd be out at 91 and try to reprice it maybe down here, but I don't think it's going to drop. Your upside, I'd add at 96. I'd add at 97. I'd add at 98. I'd add at 99. I'd add at 100 even. I'd buy it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more times. So if I bought, 10 shares here, I'd buy another 10, 20, 30, 40 more there. If I bought 100, I'd buy 400 more. If I bought 1,000, I'd buy 4,000 more. I start with a little bit, and as it's working, add up, because it's going to continue to go.
Amazon like looking good? Is Amazon looking good to you?
Amazon, again, one of the biggest shorts of all time. I hate the like a Tesla. It's going to be a lot of competition. I'd like to look for the companies Amazon's going to buy with all their cash. What's the new technology Amazon's working on, and relate that to industry-specific research in the database to find small cap companies that are growing to fit that product line? Because if they announce any news on like that with these kind of cuts, it's a gold mine. This thing's going to go test 3,000. There's a line right here. This is irrelevant right here. What just happened there? Flash in the pan. But it's going to go test 3,000. If it didn't save today, it would have tested it today. 3,000. And would have been ugly. It would have been ugly, because tomorrow, instead of going up huge today, we would be right here, because this green would have put it right at that line. And that's ugly. That's like, oh my gosh, is this thing going to crack, right? But it saved it. This what the market did that like a couple of weeks ago. At one point, if we were down the next day, it would have started the bloodbath. But they saved it, and they saved it, and they saved it, and it went higher, 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 amazingly. Another good one I like on the Workhorse. Workhorse is going to come down because it started at $3 back here in July. Looks just like Amazon. Your upside, your short it and get out right there. If it penetrates anywhere near 23.50, it's 22.45. Your downside is going to go test 19.72. It's going to come down to right here, 15.13 for your test.
Mm-hmm.
Upside risk is 50 cents. Downside reward, $4, $5. And it could do it in a day, this kind of stock. This stock went from here, 31 to 20 in 3 days, $11 drop. So if it's done it before, it could do it again.
Qualcomm and Neo's the biggest show. Neo was one of my swing picks at $3.
Yeah, Neo's had a big time of it lately.
Qualcomm, it's in a base up here. I think they'll up and triangle it up here. It's doing nothing. It's the kind of company where they have so much inventory on it,
mm-hmm.
they'll just keep it up here in this box.
stocks until for who knows how long.
The 5G phenomenon seems to be dying out a bit or whatever.
Until news, and that's why it's holding up right now, until it becomes mama's best secret again and stuff, and then it's ripping up, making you new highs. But this is very stable up here at the 150 range.
Does Broadcom look the same, AVGO?
It's going to come down right here. It's this again today. If it didn't do the green, it would have tested right here, 418. I think it comes test 407 stopping station right at the bottom of this 400 right there. Bounces off that 400, 401, 28 points to the downside. Risk on the upside on a short, cover at 30. So you're risking $2 to make 20. And NEO is a NEO's ridiculous, dude. NEO, I remember NEO, and NEO was one of my swing picks. I remember it. It didn't do good. One of the times I had picked it was because they had a problem in China with the Fugazi reporting,
right,
and the numbers weren't correct. And NEO,
like Luck went, in coffee.
Yeah, and NEO went down, dude, and that's when it was down like at low, down low, and it was miserable.
Single digits.
And then, single in the twos and threes, and now it's 53. And this was very, in this year, it happened this year with the NEO. Let me see if I have NEO right here.
They better not do too good, or they'll join Jack Ma wherever they took him.
And it was like Solo, that other car company, the NEO and the Solo.
Right.
NEO. Here's my NEO and the Solo. The NEO, it was Solo Metrica. It was like a one-person vehicle. You sit in it. I mean, who's buying these things? I've never seen one on the road, and the stocks are flying up. Here's
maybe
Solo.
If you live in Europe and you have to park your car in Paris or Rome.
There's Solo at $1.90 right here on 5/10 of, and here it is, 5/10 is the swing pick, and I took it from here, and I put it into the newsletter right here. So this was the Mojo Swing Trade newsletter at $1. One way up through Heinz, $1. Everything's through the even number. I told you, there's no risk. There's 2 cents on the downside and all upside because you were playing it through the dollar. Increased volume, 16% to 463,000. Increased earnings for 2 years. So right here, the analysts are saying it's going to go from 85 cents to 53 cents to a loss of 47. So I know this quarter came in at 5%. This quarter at 129. The next quarter on 5/12 is going to come in higher because the analysts are already telling me it's going to do 53 cents. So all I got to do is figure out the math with this quarter, and this quarter, figure out, subtract it from 53. I already know what the earnings are in this box coming up. And if it fits and the analysts increase it, it works so many times in a row. Small float. That's the Ken Slim. C is current earnings per share increasing. A is annual sales increasing. N is a new product, a new high, or a new CEO. It's got a new product. They manufacture and sell electric vehicles. S is shares outstanding. Perfect. Every company in the history of time that ever won had less than 40 million shares outstanding. L is a leader. It's got an A+ group relative strength right there. It's a leader in its group. I is institutional sponsorship. It doesn't say how many institutions own it right there in that little box right there. And M is market momentum. What industry group is it in? And electric vehicles was doing unbelievable. And the stock went from $1.02 as NEO was making its run. And it ran right here to $13.60 from $1.02. Here's it at $2.50. Here's when I bought it back here at $1. And it ran to $13. And it's going to go lower. It's going to penetrate the bottom of this 601, that 580. The upside is limited to break through maybe this bar, the high of this one, 683. The high of this one, 695. You're risking 20 cents on a short. Your cover at 7. If it breaks this 6, it's going to come all the way back down to here, 524. And the top of these bars, 390 to 5. So this, again, is just like NEO. It's a perfect short. They're all way, way, way overextended, like Blink. I picked Blink at 250. Look, here's Blink. Blink did the same exact thing. There's no difference because the electric vehicles and the Blink. Here's BLNK. Same exact chart. Here's BLNK. Blink charging. BLNK. So here's Blink. Newsletter pick on Friday, 6/19 of 2020 at $2.50. Right there in the level 2. They make charging stations for electric cars. I'm looking for a breakout with a risk of 10% and a reward of 50% on 6/19 of 2020. Here's what it looked like at $2.75. They operate, provide electric vehicles. Last quarter, 16% increase in a base right here to break out to touch $3.50 and then $4.25, $26 million in the float. Increased earnings estimates for the next 2 years, going from a loss of 39 cents to a loss of 29. $0.99. And as more electric cars get bought, they're going to have to make more charging stations. I like this because I thought Tesla would buy them out and put their name on the company at $2.75. And now that stock went from $2.75 to $56 a share. Mojo Swing Pick. So my swing trade newsletter and that Ken Slim system is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful.
Electric vehicles is a sector that you've had a lot of these opportunities in. Is there anything going on in either healthcare or biotech or anything going on in either metals that you have currently
I'm looking at right now in my swing, my current picks. Uh-huh. I have covered calls mm-hmm. on Kronos since 11/15 of last year at $6.35. I own it. It's at $7. I sold the $8 covered call for $0.16. I've collected $7.10 in premiums since November of last year. I'm doing the same thing on CGC. This is CGC right here. This is Canopy Growth. This is Canopy. At $13.80, I have the $27 covered call. It's $27.04. I sold it for $0.82. I've already collected $16.30 in premiums since December of last year. Aurora Cannabis, I bought it in May at $7. I still have it. I have a $9 covered call. It's at $9.70. I've collected $12.75 in premium on Aurora Cannabis, and I have UVXY. So I'm doing these covered calls consistently for over a year, just collecting premium. I have Digital Alley. This company makes cameras for the police officers for their uniforms. They're a new small cap company that's getting a lot of deals with police companies, with the government, to have the cameras all over them and in the cars. That's Digital Alley. Then I got the SQQ and the UVXY in case the market goes down big. Those will go up, as I mentioned to you. Three-time ETF inverse. And I just have some other ones right here. C-time Shrax went up today, which is Social Reality. Let me show you this one. This company is in bed with Bitcoin, and it could go up tomorrow. I was talking about it on my show. They are crypto pioneer yesterday and digital veteran Lou joined this company. Shrax has entered a definitive with Force Protection. This is another little company. That's how you find Amazon's not good, but this company FPV that Amazon's doing business with is good. That's how I found this little one. So if you read and do research, see what Amazon's doing and the big companies, and find these little ones that they're doing deals with, and these things will rock it. So this little one, FPVD, believe it or not, I'm going to watch it tomorrow just because I found it today. FPVD, Force Protection Video Equipment right here. See, it could make a big move, traded $25 million. It's got no news, nothing, but I know they're in bed with Shrax. So if Shrax breaks out tomorrow, that one's going to move with it as a tag along. And Shrax is involved with the blockchain. I don't have to read the article. Look, in crypto, fueling crypto, they do crypto campaigns for the blockchain, doing Crypto Mondays, the largest crypto meetup group in the world. They're all crypto. As crypto and Bitcoin fuel, this stock's going to rocket. It's the next GBTC. So instead of buying GBTC, you look at Shrax. S-R-A-S. Bang. Look at that. Nice little cup and handle. Nice action right there. Look at this. Beautiful. So you got, look at this. Volume increase down here. First time volume coming in, right? Breaking out above 340. If it touches 380 above this, you're going right through Heinz $4. Right through $4. And then the volume will pick up. Right now it's about 500,000. See, this was the trigger. So we get a couple of days of 1 million, 2, 3 million shares. This thing will go $4 or $5 and break out. Got a nice little cup and handle right there. Nice little saucer right there inside a big saucer. That thing's bullish as could be, baby. And it's involved with Bitcoin. And Bitcoin's breaking, chomping records. So that's what I like.
You wanted to break that four though, huh?
Yep. Got to break that four. And it's very, very close. Gets up to 350. Boom. Adding 380. Adding all the way up because that's the momentum going in. So thanks, man, for letting me go through those stocks. I felt like Jim Cramer with a little bit of Howard Stern today, you know?
Exactly. Plus, you know, a lot of the ones you've shown and especially the historic ones, were very inexpensive and they went on big runs, which, you know, for part of people's money, they certainly would like to catch some of those things.
Those are the ones. It's the Ken Slim stocks that do, I pick them out of the same database. NVAX, remember NVAX right here at 485. Look,
right.
11/29, you could see it on my screen, right?
So on your newsletter,
look at this stock went to 140, bro.
Yeah. Now I'm saying, so you got your radar up to try to catch these, huh?
Yeah. NVAX, look at this base breakout right here. Base increase earnings estimates for 2 years, $26 million in the float, going from a loss of $9 to a loss of $5 to a loss of $3. I know the next 3 quarters are going to be huge. It's in a base. It went above 7, and that stock from 11.29 to July went to $140.
And using the CanSlim approach is basically how
on
you
every one of them. Yep,
that's how
same
you do your analysis
on every one of them. It's William O'Neill and the CanSlim system. I didn't develop it. He mastered it 25 years ago. I've just been using it for 25 years on the small cap stocks. He likes the big cap stocks. I like the small caps. I look for a certain float size, certain group relative strength, certain earnings, and the analysts have to be increasing the estimates for the next 2 years. So I know the next quarter and the next quarterly earnings are going to be beating Wall Street, and the stock is going to rocket every 3 months.
Right. All right. Well, let's make sure everybody knows how to get a hold of you and any kind of a special offer you'd like to make.
Yeah, I got my website. Let me tell you about this program I got. I can actually help. I'm trading futures and I'm trading the overall market right now. I'm finding it also a lot easier than trading stocks because you don't need $25,000 to start. You need no capital. Right. I have a course that I'm teaching traders how to trade futures against that SQQ and the NASDAQ. So as the NASDAQ goes down, I'm shorting the futures winning. And it's very, very profitable right now. I think it's a great opportunity. So you get educated, you become profitable in a simulator. So you'll get $50,000. You have to hit certain profit targets and avoid certain loss targets. And if you follow the rules and trade for 15 days doing that, there's many firms out there that I've partnered with that'll line up the traders with that $50,000 account. So they don't have to risk their own capital and they're not responsible for any of the losses, and they share and get most of the profits. It's really that simple.
Well,
and
they definitely want to look into that.
Amazing opportunity. I'm teaching a course on it. And if you go to my website, Mojo Day Trading, you'll be able to see everything about that and the curriculum and what's going to be taught in the course.
Well, that's a lot of good stuff. And so basically go to the website and that's how they can get in contact with you and basically and obviously there's more than one thing to get involved in. So you can find out which one is most suitable for yourself.
Yeah. What we were talking about was the Swing Trade newsletter, and that's right there on my homepage. And I actually have many examples. So just come right down to Swing Trading. If you click it up here, check this out and then we'll end it. So I've got the newsletter and I have some examples of them right here that you can see the picks of that month. And if you'd like to join, there's the subscription plans right here. $149.
And is it monthly? It's a monthly, right?
Yeah. Monthly. You can get the chat room and the Swing Trade newsletter combo pack, both services, and a huge discount on my course for the $199. It's so worth it, my man.
Yeah. No, and like I say, you cited some good examples. Even if you had a couple of those hit, it certainly would make the monthly not look like very much money.
Absolutely, man. As long as you follow your stop losses diligently at 15%, you let the winners run holding half, you got a winning system right there.
Yep. All right. Well, take advantage of it, people, to find out more about it. Obviously, a lot of stuff there that could add value to their whole plan. So that's a good thing.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time and have a good day. Keep it profitable. Pro Trader Mike signing off. Later, guys.
Okay. Sounds good, Mike.
Later.
Bye. All right. Back to David to sign off. Before we sign off, just quickly, optionprofessor.com does have a weekly market update that we do hand out free of charge. Just simply go over to optionprofessor.com, put in your email, and you're all set. Right now, back to David. And thanks, everybody, for being here. We went over a lot of information here today. Hopefully, some of it will be of value to you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Just a quick reminder, be sure to subscribe to Timing Research on YouTube and your favorite podcast directory or app to get instant updates on new events and shows and events. Also, you can go to timingresearch.com and get access to the archive of today's show as soon as I can get it posted, as well as any of the past shows and events. And just want to thank my guests again for today, Pro Trader Mike of MojoDayTrading.com and the Option Professor of OptionProfessor.com. Thanks, everyone.